Take notice that the Council of the Corporation of the City of Guelph intends to designate the building known as St. Agnes School at 28 Norfolk Street as a property of cultural heritage value or interest under Section 29, Part 4 of the Ontario Heritage Act, RSO 1990, Chapter 0.18. Description of the property. The legal description of the subject property is block of land bounded by Norfolk, Northumberland, Dublin and Cork Streets. Plan 8 save and accept CS27965 and CS64284, City of Guelph PH Statement of Cultural Heritage Value or Interest. The subject property is worthy of designation under Part 4, Section 29 of the Ontario Heritage Act because it meets 7 of the 9 prescribed criteria for determining cultural heritage value or interest. According to Ontario Regulation 906 as amended by Ontario Regulation 569-22, the heritage attributes of 28 Norfolk Street display design, physical, historical, associative, and contextual value. Design, physical value. The subject property meets criterion 1, being of design or physical value, because it is a rare and representative example of the Second Empire style of institutional architecture in the city of Guelph. It is also one of very few extant stone schools in the city of Guelph. Historical, associative value. The subject property meets criterion 4 because it has direct associations with the history of Catholic education in the city of Guelph, specifically the provision of education by the Sisters of Loreto. The subject property meets criterion 5 because it yields information that contributes to an understanding of the Guelph Catholic community and the development of the Catholic school system in Guelph. The subject property meets criterion 6 because it reflects the works of John Hall Jr. and William Mahoney, two significant Guelph-based architects. The building represents one of Hall's last institutional commissions, and one of Mahoney's first. Contextual value. The subject property meets criterion 7 because the property is important in defining the character of the Cork streetscape and Catholic Hill cultural heritage landscape. The subject property meets criterion 8 because the property is functionally, visually, and historically linked to the Catholic Hill cultural heritage landscape. The subject property meets criterion 9 because the property is a highly visible and prominent landmark for the Guelph community. The school is located at the apex of Cork Street on Catholic Hill and can be viewed from as far away as Wyndham Street. Description of heritage attributes. The following elements of the property at 28 Norfolk Street should be considered as heritage attributes in a designation under Part 4, Section 29 of the Ontario Heritage Act. Second Empire Stone School with rectangular plan and hipped roof, symmetrical facade tower, including the stone dentils and steeply pitched hipped roof, all window and door openings, all stone sills and lintels at window and door openings, stone quoins at all corners of the building, central gable on rear elevation. It is intended that non-original features may be returned to the documented earlier designs or to their documented original without requiring City Council permission for an alteration to the design. A more detailed description of the property's cultural heritage value may be found in staff's report to City Council dated July 9, 2024 and at guelph.ca/heritage. Notice of Objection. Any person may send a notice of objection to this proposed designation before 4 p.m. on Friday, August 9, 2024. This notice must be sent by registered mail or delivered to the clerk of the City of Guelph and must set out the reason for the objection and all relevant facts. If a notice of objection is received, the Council of the City of Guelph shall consider the objection and make a decision whether or not to withdraw the notice of intention to designate the property within 90 days after the end of the 30-day objection period. If Council decides not to withdraw its intention to designate, a heritage designation bylaw must be passed within 120 days after the date of publication of the notice of intention to designate. Council must publish a notice of passing of the designation bylaw, which is followed by a 30-day appeal period when appeals of the bylaw may be given to the Ontario Land Tribunal for a hearing and decision. Dylan McMahon, Acting City Clerk, City of Guelph, 1 Carden Street, Guelph on N1H3A1. For more information, Jack Mallon, Heritage Planner, Planning Services 519-822-1260 extension 3872, jack.mallon@guelph.ca. Notice date, July 11, 2024.